Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your favorite mentally ill podcast host, Damon Hammack, Mr. Narcissistic Personality Disorder himself, NPD for short. I'm going to call it NPD. Today's podcast is going to be short and sweet and to the point. Today is just one of those, like, down days where I really just don't feel in control of anything I have going on in my life right now. So it's causing me a lot of unnecessary stress. It's causing me to overthink a whole bunch of stuff. And it's just causing me to just to be a very in an unpleasant state. And I really, really hate it. I hate days like this because I really don't ever get anything done. And my job pretty much consists of me being able to get stuff done. So now that just adds additional stress to how I'm already feeling. I've only been down for a few hours though, because I try to do stuff, and I just don't feel like I'm in control of my own time, and that's what causes me to enter these down or out of it states and things like that. And I hate being in these states because I can get out of it, but it takes a while to get out of it. So now I'm starting to learn what I call my triggers to get out of it. Music really, really helps me to get out of these states. So I put on a few songs that I love. They get my energy up, they get my emotions up, they get me pumped up and moving around and revved up. So I love that about music, because music helps me to get out of these states. And I listened to some music a few minutes ago, and that's what empowered me to do this podcast, because I wasn't going to do one today because I'm out of it. When I'm out of it, I just don't feel like doing shit. It's just like my energy is gone. I've had full energy. It's just like my want to do stuff is gone. Because when a monkey wrench gets thrown into my schedule, when I'm trying to be better at scheduling this year, it just completely destroys my day and my time and shit like that. So it just causes unnecessary stress and struggles in my life and things like that. So sometimes I just feel like I need some time to myself to just kind of, power back up, to get back into it, to get back into the swing of things like that. So that's why I'm here now. I'm just sitting outside my son's basketball practice, doing this podcast. And like I said, right now I really am just out of it, y'all. I hate being out of it, and it sucks. But like I said, tomorrow will be a different day. Tomorrow I'll try to schedule everything better. I will schedule everything better. And tomorrow is going to be just an overall just better fucking day. I promise it. Because I know when I'm in these down days, I'm in these down states, that I need, I don't get a lot of work done. So I try my best to prepare myself for what's coming tomorrow. See, if I stayed in this depressed and down state all day and didn't try to do anything, tomorrow would just be a pile on, would be an additional stress, would be additional turmoil, and loss of control in my life. Another probably start feeling depressed and out of it again. So I don't want to feel that way. So right now, like I said, I'm just preparing myself for tomorrow. For tomorrow to be a better day, I'm claiming it. Like today's not, the rest of today is going to be a great day, because I'm listening to music, I'm changing my state, I'm just focusing on, instead of focusing on what I don't have, which is a control of my time, I focus on the things I do have that I'm grateful for: my family, my friends, everybody, my job, my business, just everything around me, the ability to help more people, the ability to be out in public being a fucking narcissist, being out in public being mentally ill, having mental health issues and things like that. One of my good buddies reached out to me the other day on some old mental health shit. I'm happy he did that shit, because that just gives me more power. I didn't think I was reaching anybody with these podcasts and videos I do, but like when he reached out to me, I was like, they just empowered me to keep doing them, because I'm helping people. And as crazy as that sounds, a narcissist can help people. Like I'm a narcissist, but I'm trying to take control of my narcissism. So once I get control of my narcissism, I feel like a more powerful being. Like, I'm logic-based, I'm thought-based, I'm not emotion-based, like I said. But if y'all are feeling down and out of it, just do something to change your state. Get out of that funk. Like, get up, move around, look at the ceiling and smile, scream. Just fucking Let some screams out. Just feel empowered. Just feel as strong as you've ever felt before. Just do something to make you feel like a better person. Do something to make you not feel worthless and down and out of it. Do something to take control of your power. Get to take your power back, because loss of my time feels like loss of power. And you know what I mean? Being a narcissist, I love power. I love control. I love the feeling of control, like the essence of it. So that's one of the things that I crave, is control over my situation, control of my time, control over people. So when I don't have that, that's what causes me to be in the state that I am in now. Like my own time, I don't have control over. So I'm like stressing out. I need to get better. So right now I'm focusing on getting better. Right now I'm focusing on like putting one foot in front of the other and fucking looking up the sky and smiling and being grateful for what I do have, as opposed to what I don't have. And that helps out a lot, y'all. Because if y'all feeling stressed, focus on, like, write down everything in your life that you're grateful for. Write down everything in your life that you do have, instead of focusing on what you don't have. And I promise you, you will get stronger. You'll feel better. You'll feel more empowered, and you won't be in this down state. All right, now I'm out here bouncing around. Anybody hear me jumping? Just kind of shaking my shoulders, doing a Harlem shake, or bouncing around and shit, just being goofy. Because who fucking cares, man? People are going to judge you anyway, so give them something to judge, you know what I mean? Let them judge you based on the truth, instead of, like, conjecture and falseness. So anyways, y'all, I told you I'm going to keep this thing short and sweet, because I just want to get this out there to you, make you feel empowered, give you strength back. I love y'all. If y'all need anything, please add me on Facebook, mental_healness, HEALNESS, on Facebook. It's mental illness on Facebook. I'm sorry, y'all. Just hit me up. Shoot me a message. I love y'all. Stay tuned. Peace.